examining the mystery above the light body cloud of cool, still marine nights. The flowers are my moon goddesses and dick craps naked. Horrible, delightful, the old retired Puritan joys that wobble on the walking stick hill with nervous collies yarking out here in Journal Town. Juju box with swing of wordage. Well, Chaz Olsen reads my prose. Man of the broad, mysterious, smoky mountain born. And everything is non-existent. In a universe of waves, well, difference betwixt one wave and the other is all the same wavehood. And every little unlocatable electron is a pouring electromagnetic gravitational light, like a constant speed of light, which can be heard in the sound of silence. So this endless radiation of mysterious radiance is merely the minutia, magnificent, endless, pentagonal, manifesting itself, multiplying, so not at all. For all things are no things, but if this bores you, it's because you want bricks in your soup. Empty, the happy one is free. It's a mystical mystery. It's endless light, the golden eternity. Why read Don Quixote when you can't read the Diamond Sutra or the wonderful Law Lotus Sutra? Why read Mickey Spillane when you can read Gary Snyder and Philip Whalen in the Mexico City Blues? Why hide what you mean behind natural data? What does it mean that true nature is incomprehensibly beyond the veil of our senses and is like empty light? It means that true nature is incomprehensibly beyond the veil of our senses and is like empty light. If someone were to say to me, crap, cart your daddy over here and let's hear Tarby, I'd say, wow, how and you can pray that way when small fat found to find out all. Son, you're ooh like where you like me and you like me and ooh la coo me. Thank you.